From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The man thought to be behind a series of bombings and attempted bombings in New York and New Jersey may not have been part of a terrorist cell, but based on previous investigations, chances are good he had some sort of help. The assistant director of the FBI in New York, William Sweeney, says they have no indication there is a terrorist cell operating in the area or in the city. Sweeney added that Ahmad Khan Rahmani was known by authorities.
There's nothing to indicate that currently he was on our radar. We had a report of a domestic incident some time ago. That was the allegations were recanted, and I don't have any other information. We'll keep digging.
Rahmani's bombing in the New York City area wounded 29 people. He is in the hospital recovering from a bullet wound after a shootout with police who were wounded. Prosecutors are charging the 28-year-old with 5 counts of attempted murder stemming from the shootout that wounded the two officers. Rahmani's alleged motive for the bombings is unknown. North Korea launched a ground test of a new high-powered rocket engine Tuesday, indicating the country is closer to acquiring long-range capabilities. North Korean state media says the successful launch was overseen by leader Kim Jong-un. A South Korean spokesman says Seoul believes that North Korea tested the performance of its new type high-powered thrust engine for a long-range missile. The new engine test comes less than 2 weeks after North Korea conducted its fifth and most powerful nuclear warhead test, which the country claims gives it the ability to fit a miniature warhead on a rocket. This is VOA News. The United States is accusing Syria of conducting airstrikes